We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go! Zach!
NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. The Bears tell us Caleb Williams is not going to play in the Hall of Fame game. Not surprisingly. Most starters won't. Tyson Bagent will, though. He'll get a start.
Who is that?
He's played last year.
They played last year or something.
I think
like
when
that?
Justin Fields got hurt. He might have even won a game or something like that.
That's what happened.
There was like a brief moment of like, you know, the Bears,
they thought he was that guy.
Is just so quarterback starved.
Yes.
Like they've just really never had one. That anybody who plays one good game, they're like, all right, here we go.
They were all like, hey, he looks like he has potential. Like, get the out of here.
No, he doesn't.
He was not drafted for a reason. All right. But, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the Houston Texans, they're probably not going to play their guys either and everything like that. So, really, that'll make no sense. I mean, like I said, the biggest reason is what goes on Saturday. You know, as far as the players being inducted and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah,
you get
a chance to go put on your good uniforms and everything. But this is going to be all about the enshrinees and everything like that. But, yeah, Caleb is in a good spot, man. I saw DJ Moore just got extended. The largest contract in Chicago Bear history.
Yeah. 110 mil.
He deserves it, man.
82.6 guaranteed for DJ Moore, 4-year extension.
You think about that. He's 27, Andy. Yeah. It's probably more like a 3-year deal. Mm-hmm, right. Roma Dunze's on a rookie contract.
Yep.
The quarterback's on a rookie contract.
Yep.
I think Cole Kmet got his money last year. Dude, they should be. And then you got Keenan Allen on the last. Oh, man.
It's a good. Now, I don't know about their O-line.
It's better.
It's better.
It's better.
Okay.
But I just my biggest thing with Caleb, I don't want. And I can always say what I don't want, but this is going to happen. People try to compare what C.J. Stroud did last year.
Yes. There's going to be two main comparisons to Caleb because of his style of play. Is going to be C.J. Stroud last year, but then also, of course, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And those are both really unfair.
Yes.
I mean, C.J.'s more fair. Patrick's completely unfair. But, I don't know, man. Like, I think he's really good. Like, I know that there's, I guess, he can't function in the actual X's and O's of an offense. I don't know. He can function outside of it when people were chasing him down, trying to kill him every single play, and he still made it happen. Won the Heisman Trophy a couple of years ago. And they could probably learn how to function in a pocket. Probably easier to do that than it is to learn how to do the other stuff that he already knows how to do naturally.
Right.
So, I don't know. You're right. He's surrounded by really talented players. The guy that was there had been getting all the reps in Pittsburgh. Now, Russell Wilson finally got out there and got a couple reps in yesterday. Not much. I mean, he maybe had a couple handoffs in 11-on-11, took a few 7-on-7 snaps. Russell's running the risk of losing that job,
He's running the risk. I saw one clip where in the red zone, like I think it was Justin throwing it to George Pickens, caught the one-handed grab over Porter Jr. This is going to be the basis of this. Can Justin make the consistent play? Mm-hmm. That's going to be – because he's going to make big plays.
He'll make spectacular plays.
He's going to make spectacular plays. But he made spectacular plays in Chicago.
He sure
that's
did.
Why his ass is in Pittsburgh, because all he did was make spectacular
plays. But if they didn't have the number one pick, he'd still be in Chicago,
I agree
too,
with that. I agree with you. But I think that they want Russ just maybe to start off the season with some – just take it there. But Justin Fields should be the starting quarterback, I think. But then you go to run the risk of if Justin Fields wins his job, do you cut Russ?
Why would you?
I don't want to be there.
Oh, I mean
– yeah, I don't want to be there.
We might need you.
I don't care.
Are you just going to quit?
I got $39 million sitting
up. Oh, that's true.
I got $39 million.
But doesn't he have to play to get it or no? It just comes no matter what.
No, that's from Denver.
That's from Denver.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me see if I can go somewhere and play.
Where's he going to go?
I don't know. But Russ thinks he can probably go somewhere else and play.
Well, Russell thinks he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
Which is good. You should think that if you're a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't know. The situation was always going to be interesting, right? Like bringing those two guys in, having them compete. Russell being Russell, all that kind of stuff. Can't make the club in the tub, though, Randy.
Yeah, man.
That's what they say. Although he'll make the club, it just would be the backup if he can't get out there. Anyway, continues to be interesting. Robert Saleh in New York says he's going to follow his instincts and sit Aaron Rodgers during the preseason.
Duh.
He might play in the third preseason game, but probably not. Here's Tyler Conklin, a teammate of Aaron Rodgers, talking about how he's been holding everyone accountable at training camp.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the beauty of playing with, a great like that, right? Like, you have someone that's going to, at all times, hold everybody accountable, no matter who you are, what happens. And I think that's kind of been something that's, not every team has that. Not everybody So, I mean, I think that's really a blessing at the end of the day, to be able to have someone that cares that much and, you know, has a standard like that, that's going to, you know, that becomes our standard as a team. But to have a Hall of Famer that's won a Super Bowl, been there, done that, you know, I think that really is necessary.
I know they saw, a lot of people saw the clip of him and Garrett Wilson going at it and everything like that. I don't think that was any big deal. But according to what they were talking about, what he was with the practice, it was really bad. Really sloppy offensively, drop balls, false starts and everything, and Aaron just, like, lost it. And, okay, good. I mean, it helps to have a guy who's kind of – limit. If he's healthy, they're going to be – because they're loaded. They are – now, the offensive line's got to play well and all that, but, like, overall, team-wise, they're like San Francisco deep.
Yeah, they've got a great defense.
Yeah.
They've I'm got, talking about offensively, they've got a great too. Running back. They've got a They've got. You're right.
Yeah,
they've got players all over the place.
They got players, man. But if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, it's gonna click.
Yeah,
because he's that good.
That's a huge if, though.
Just stop throwing it to Lazar, though, because that was the problem. Lazar kept having the ball. Yeah,
he loves that guy.
He loves that dude.
He loves that guy. He likes his guys. No, I mean, look, it's. I mean, it's do or die.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get another try if it doesn't work out this year.
No.
But
No.
I mean, they made the ultimate gamble, and it's the Jets, so you understand why they would do that. They haven't had great quarterback play either. So it's either going to be good, right? He's healthy, and it's good, and it all works out.
Right.
Or it goes down as one of the all-time, like, disastrous failures in NFL history.
Yeah, but if he's healthy,
because, like, it's not just the football stuff, right? Like, he can play.
Oh, yeah.
He can football his way out of all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't play well, all that other stuff is magnified, and it's like, all right, you just brought in this total weirdo who's old and hurt all the time and ruined everything for your team. Like, not that you were in a good situation in the first place, but, like, you made it worse.
Everybody's getting fired.
Oh, yeah, everybody's
getting fired.
And you set your franchise back a couple of years
getting fired.
Yeah.
We know that.
There it is. It's a huge, huge gamble. Teams take them when they get desperate. They were desperate.